Benedict Caraldi News Time now, 2:09. Oh, yeah. Whether you're planning a creepy get-together this weekend or just want to give someone an excuse to bury their head in your chest, Halloween is the perfect time for scary movies, but not all scary movies are created equally. Paul Preston of TheMovieGuys.net joins us live now to talk about that. Thanks for joining us, Paul. What makes the perfect scary movie?
Well, to be honest, when you're looking for the components that make up a great horror movie, the ingredients are kind of scattered all over the place. I mean, as you know, some are about monsters, some are about killers, magic, the devil, nightmares, you name it. But the one thing that ties them all together under the horror movie banner, death. You can always count on death popping up in a good horror movie.
Never doubt death. What is it about scary movies? Why do we just like to be scared?
Well, you know, in my opinion, I like to see the movies think outside the box. I mean, I think people like to encounter that thing which they could never encounter in their real life. And they know that they're safely tucked into their seat, and they're pulled away from the actual story. They're not actually in the woods. They're not actually in the water. So it's that, you know, living vicariously through other people who are about to die, I suppose, would be the thing.
And that's right. That's what unites them. They're all about to die. So, Paul, what are the best scary movies ever made?
Well, you know, we kicked that around on my website, themovieguys.net. We thought about what are the best. We kicked them around for a bit, and everyone came up with a different top five. My personal five are Halloween, the best of the slasher films. If you want just guy killing people, John Carpenter did it the best, and probably is one of the best horror movie directors out there. He has two in my top five, the second being John Carpenter's The Thing. Ooh. Which is a disgustingly filthy movie. It's just gross, and you have a monster that is shape-shifting and form-shifting, something you could never make an action figure out of.
And Kurt Russell's in it.
And Kurt Russell, which, you know, is a bonus to any movie, in my opinion. And Kurt Russell at his peak in the early 80s. And just a great film. And then I kind of go outside the box a little bit, and I go with Alien. Because
Ooh.
That movie is just creepy, it's isolated, your characters are stuck in the middle of nowhere, like they say in the poster, where no one can hear you scream, they're helpless. I really like that film, and also that and another film on my list, Poltergeist, were a product of timing for me.
How big a difference is it between a really, really good scary movie and a Roger Corman bad scary movie?
You know, I like the special effects in Poltergeist. I mean, to me, that, you know, a lot of people say you don't need them. I thought they were a great benefit to that. Corman, yeah, does a whole lot with not a lot. Same with somebody like Dario Argento, some of the foreign filmmakers who made horror films back in the 70s with what they could as far as blood and effects go. But, yeah, there's something to be said about something being on the real low budget. There's a movie called Cannibal Holocaust that's out there.
Oh, good Lord.
Yes. Well, all I'm saying is there's me before Cannibal Holocaust, and there's me after Cannibal Holocaust, and they're decidedly different people.
Okay, so I will not be watching that movie. Hey, Paul, what's the thing now with vampires? And it's really not just now. Through all time, we've had this fascination with these things with teeth that suck our blood.
Well, I'll tell you what the fascination is with them now. They're sexy. You know, I think over the years they've kind of been, you know, looked up to because they're immortal, because they have power, because they can control you. But now they've just become downright sexy. And so people are loving them once again. They have magazine covers dedicated to the sexiest vampires. And, you know, when you used to watch Bela Lugosi and Christopher Lee play vampires, you never thought there would be a sexiest vampire of any kind.
No kidding. And Paul, of course, we're out of time here, but the one thing about vampires is people tend to forget that in vampire movies, we're food to them. That's Paul Preston of TheMovieGuys.net. Thanks for joining us, giving us the rundown of the best scary movies of all time.
Thanks so much. Rangers open their first ever World Series tomorrow night in San Francisco, and Roger Emmerich has everything you need to know next in sports.